time for the Chatham County Roundup. And on this edition of the Chatham County Roundup, we are joined in studio from Pittsboro by former Pittsboro mayor, host of On the Porch, and a lot of other titles that we don't have time to get into. It is Randy Voller. Randy, thank you so much for being here today.
Great to be back here.
Glad to have you. And we usually start off our conversation talking real estate, but there's also a lot of stuff going on in Pittsboro right now. So would you like
to
start?
Why don't we start with the most interesting topic of all? We had a recent situation with one of our restaurants in the downtown district, the Mod.
That's right. The Mod had a series of arrests that came down from alcohol law enforcement on Thursday of last week. And it's been kind of the talk of the town since. Usually alcohol law enforcement is about serving underage patrons, and there was a little bit of that, but most of kind of what's got people talking is there seems to have been a lot of sales of marijuana and cocaine happening at the Mod, if we're to believe the ALE.
Well, those weren't toppings that were available when you checked the menu.
That's true.
But I guess they were chef's choice. But obviously, it's a sad and unfortunate situation. You know, we want good, thriving local businesses. From what I understand, ALE had been conducting an investigation for nearly a year. There were other issues beside serving minors or underage patrons that had been going on. And, you know, if you've got ALE strongly looking at your business, you probably better fly right.
Correct. And that doesn't appear to be what was happening. We're kind of waiting and seeing what comes next for the Mod now. They were open both on Saturday and on Tuesday. So the bar is not open. They don't have a liquor license, but they are still serving food at this time. And I drove by late last night. I didn't stop, and it was after things were wrapping up, but it looked like there had been a band playing last night at the Mod.
There may have been. It's very tough to make a go of it, you know, running a restaurant and a large space like that without the ability to serve to beer, to serve liquor, to go with your pizza and your other offerings. From what, you know, we gather, I think Mr. Perry's mother actually had the license. Dylan Perry was running the place, and he was charged along with others in that complaint. I guess we'll wait to see how it shakes out. We really hope that that spot, that either they can reopen or someone's able to come in there, because a lot of work's been done in that area by the owners of the building, Greg Stafford and his wife, and we're really happy with, you know, the vitality it's brought to downtown, and it's just sad to see this happen.
It is. I mean, it's in a section of downtown there where, you know, we just got the Havoc Brewery that opened recently, but without that, there's really not that much that stays open very late in that part of town, so it was really kind of a vital cog to that downtown machine.
Exactly. And, you know, this kind of plays into what I normally come on here and talk about, information that we provide monthly from the National Association of Realtors. I'm a board member with the Orange Chatham Association of Realtors. And look, the market is tight. It's hot, is what I've talked about before. And with, you know, these kind of pressures, you've got people moving to Orange, people moving to Chatham. You've got Wolf Speed, you know, breaking ground over in Siler City. You know, VinFast had its IPO, and they're breaking ground south of town in Moncure. You have FedEx, and then you have Toyota. You've got thousands of jobs that are being created and billions of dollars in investment, which has created a tremendous amount of interest in our market. And when you look at the state report, Chatham County is still the hottest market in the state. In fact, the median sales price, so not the average, but the middle sales price for a property in Chatham now is almost $609,000, which is nearly $300,000 higher than the median sales price for the state of North Carolina.
And it just seems to keep going up, doesn't it?
Well, when I look at the data now for the last month, the listings on the market in Chatham, 60% of the market is above $750,000. Last year, when you look at the, we do like the rolling 12-month report. So the 12-month report ending in August of this year, only 29% of the market was 750 and up. So you can see the market continues to tilt to be more and more expensive. In fact, one of the things I always mention to you is, where are we with the million-dollar-plus properties? Right now, 32% of the market in Chatham County are listings that are over $1 million. Just kind of think about that for a second. You know, as I told you when I first got here in 1990-91, Chatham County was like the place you'd go for affordable living. You were a grad student in Chapel Hill, you'd go to Chatham County, you'd find like an inexpensive place to buy or rent. That is not the case anymore. And if you're a young person, it's incredibly difficult to find a place. Now contrast that with what's going on with Orange. Orange is still a very vibrant and tight market, but 49% of the market in Orange is actually under 500,000. In Chatham, that's only 27%.
So I have to think, like, I know Chatham County is really big, but I drive by Mosaic every day twice. They're building a whole lot of apartments over there. Is that likely to put any kind of a dent in these numbers?
Well, those are going to be rentals.
Right.
So, you know, these numbers reflect ownership. What those will do, it will put a dent in the availability where people are looking for a place to live. Now, I've heard, this is an anecdotal tale, but I've heard that people associated with Wolfspeed were trying to rent up all those apartments in Mosaic because there's just no available places for some of their people to live while they're building the plant, and then they're going to have, you know, thousands of workers. Right?
Right. So
we need more supply is what it comes down to.
So we might be seeing quite the back and forth there along US 64 between Siler City and Pittsburgh if that anecdote holds true.
Well, we need places for folks to live. I mean, look, you've also got Apple coming in here, and we've really yet to see the true Apple wave. We've seen the beginnings of it, but, you know, they're going to be here. There's a lot of pressure on real estate. Now, at the same time, you have the situation with interest rates, right, where people don't want to sell property and then have to try to buy something else where the rates are, you know, much higher than when they bought it. When they bought it, maybe the rates were 3 or 4%, and they don't want to pay 7%. So we have this strange situation going on nationally and in North Carolina where there's more new houses being built than you have resale inventory coming on the market because people are not letting go of the houses.
I guess this kind of begs another question. Both you and I live in Pittsburgh, so we're kind of Pittsburgh-centric in our thoughts of Chatham County, at least initially. But are there any kind of big developments on the housing front in the Siler City area, as we kind of see, you know, the narrative around Chatham County is Chatham Park's happening, there's all this housing, and then we're getting the jobs in Moncure and in Siler City. Is the housing happening in Moncure and Siler City at this point, or is it still just all in Pittsburgh?
All right, so the Moncure area falls under the jurisdiction of Chatham County. So the area that's outside of Chatham Park, which is in the Pittsburgh's extraterritorial jurisdiction, that's Chatham County. And there have been some projects approved, residential projects down there and in Lee County, which hopefully will provide housing options for folks moving in the area. Same in Siler City. There have been some projects approved, but the product is not on the ground yet. So even if it's a paper lot approved, we're still years away from seeing that new house being built.
We're visiting with Randy Voller, and we are almost out of time already. So I'll give you the last minute or so here if there's anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't yet gotten to.
Well, I guess one of the funny things, going back to what we started talking about with the mod, is Pittsburgh is about to open up their district where you're going to be the social district where the General Assembly is allowing you to have, you know, an open container or to have people on the sidewalks or the public right away, like if you do events where you could have like a district where you're allowed to, you know, carry a beer outside, right? So I think on Monday night, Pittsburgh was trying to solidify and approve their district. So they're going in the direction of creating this great space downtown in their Main Street district, and then this thing happens with the mod. Also, Chatham County is redistricting. I think we mentioned that last time. That's they're having their public hearing on the 18th about realigning their districts. And, of course, we have elections. We have all these municipal elections. Cary actually is part of Chatham County. It has, you know, 4,000 or so voters in Chatham. They'll start voting on the 21st, early voting, and their election is on October 10th. And there are three candidates running for a seat that would serve the Chatham County part of Cary. And then we have Golston, Siler City, and Pittsburgh. And it's been really quiet about the Pittsburgh election. right? I have hardly heard anything.
Right, and there are more candidates on the board than there are spots on the board, so it's a competitive election.
We've got 6 people filed, 5 are Democrats, 1's an unaffiliate, you got 2 incumbents, and you only have 3 seats, so there's going to be 6 for 3, so, you know, when the music stops, not everyone's going to have a seat.
We will have candidates in doing introductions here on 97.9 The Hill, and those Chatham or those Pittsburgh Board of Commissioner candidates are invited, and I think we've confirmed a few of them. So we will have some talk of it. But to your point, there are barely signs around town. It feels like we're not less than 2 months out from an election.
It does, and I would just advise citizens to investigate the candidates, check them out, see what they stand for, look at what their platform or policies are. If you can, talk to them. You know, the people that run your local government are the closest thing of democracy to you, and they greatly affect your life.
Randy Voller's been our guest from Pittsburgh, former Pittsburgh mayor, host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill. You can catch that on Saturdays. And is it just on Saturdays? Does it get replayed on Sundays?
It's on Sundays at 11:07, 407, 707. We just had our auditor, Beth Wood. We had 2 episodes with Beth, and there's a great new one coming up on Sunday. So check us out.
You can always find it on chapelboro.com as well. Randy, thanks for making time for us.
And it's great to be here.